This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, close to it here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay working on trending things. There are, most of the things we talk about here are trending in one way or another. You can find them on a list. And so what it depends on what list you're looking at. There's so many different sources of information, so many things. I guess I trust my gut. When I look around and, excuse me, and see what's happening, I kind of put my own trending list together, and I see, excuse me.
It goes soil, blondes, local politics.
Really? I don't know about that. What I, today, or this week, what I think is one of the interesting twists is the Supreme Court ruling that suggests the current president has to reinstate what the former president was doing when it came to immigration policy. The majority decided along party lines that the old way of doing things, or maybe the former way of doing things in terms of immigration, the forcing of migrants to wait in Mexico while we process their asylum claims, which I think was the only position that made any sense. Why should we assume the responsibility of taking care of these people until we find out if they legitimately qualify to come to our country?
The problem, though, is that 68,000 people were kidnapped for ransom after they already got their preliminary paperwork with a court date, so they did qualify. They were stuck in Mexico and held for ransom and missed their court dates. And then once you miss your court date, that's it. So there are. This was very problematic, too. On the surface, to most of America, it seemed like, oh, this was a great idea. Let's just make them wait in Mexico. And then what went on in Mexico was atrocious. Rapes and murders. I mean, it was, and
I think I agree with you 100% that it was atrocious.
There were 60,000 cases
of their own free will. And they stand in line, do whatever it is they want to get into this country, not our responsibility.
Well, that's asylum. Well, then you and I totally disagree on the definition
of asylum.
That's okay.
We disagree.
But, well, asylum, I mean, the real definition of asylum is that you're supposed to go to the nearest country that is safe. And so for many of these people who are coming from outside of Mexico,
Central America,
Mexico is where they should be going because it's the next available safe country. But, I mean, I would say, yes, there were atrocities when people were remaining in Mexico, but now those atrocities are just coming into the country. I mean, how many stories did we hear about girls being raped coming in? How many people are being sex trafficked in, sold into sex slavery? People who are brought in by the cartels. I mean, the problem is not just in that one area. The problem exists here when you have an open border system like we've seen, too. So we may not have the numbers on it.
We don't even have a system.
It's happening.
Really, there's no system to this. It's mayhem. It's madness. It's wonderful to be able to help people. We are that shining light on the hill. And I'm proud of the things that we do and have done. As an American, I want to embrace all of the diversity that is possible, but in an organized, intelligent way, not this free-for-all that goes on the border.
And they're told you have to wait in Mexico for your court date, and then they get kidnapped and tortured. How is that?
Is that happening
orderly?
With everybody? You said 68,000
68,000 cases that we know of. I mean, that's just that we know of. I mean,
so what's the alternative then?
They come in and never go to court. I mean, right now, they're not even handed a notice to appear because the system has been so overrun. The people who are being processed through the system, they are told, just go check in with your local office. Well,
okay,
how many
let me
people
ask you
are
something,
doing that?
Both of you. How does everything... This is another example. Afghanistan is an example. The discussions that we're having about mask mandates or what to do with the vaccine, how does everything get to be such a confused mess? Look around at our lives.
Because everything is complicated.
Why is it so complicated?
Oh, I don't know. Because some problems are more complicated than others. I mean, that's just,
I get that.
The simple answer, right?
I mean, when you have something like immigration, I really feel like where we all come together from all of our different viewpoints is on the problem that we do have an issue, right? And I think we can all agree that there's an issue. I think it's just natural for people to think there are different ways to get there to fix it. And so by having these conversations, I think they're healthy because I'm not disputing what Victoria's saying, and she's not disputing what I'm saying. It's just I think we have to figure out what's the best way to address both of the issues that are happening and all of the issues that are happening with immigration, to just throw open the doors on the country and say, come on in, because
it's ridiculous.
It can't happen. And I think most of us realize
that's
not realistic.
There needs to be some kind of a curtain there. All right, let me ask you a question. With regard to the mask mandate, at least in my state, and I don't know, let's find out whether it's this way in New Jersey where Victoria is, or in California where Jen is. Why is it that churches are exempt now from mask mandates? I've found that to be the case. It was before.
That's not how it is in every state. Probably because of a religious freedom exemption maybe that they found in your state, but in California, there is no exemption. In fact, sometimes the churches are harder patrolled than anywhere else.
Are they? Who patrols them? Who's bad guy that goes into the church and says, okay, we're shutting this service down because not everybody has on a mask?
Thankfully, we live where we do. Even in California, it hasn't gotten this bad. But I don't know if you saw that video of in Canada where there was, I think it was a Catholic priest, I'm not sure. Mm. But he was preaching, and whatever the police are called, not the Mounties, but some other group in Canada come in, and they try to interrupt the service because they weren't supposed to be congregating because of COVID-19. And so the guy actually screamed at him and got him out of the church. He was Polish, and he came from communism, and he said, this is like communism, this is tyranny, and he like rammed the police out of the church. The video went viral. He's now facing 4 years in prison for doing that, but he became sort of a hero, I guess, on social media amongst the crowd who didn't believe in the closures.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just is, I look around every day. One of the things that invigorates me and keeps me going doing this day after day after day for years and years and years is the intelligence of listening to the two of you talk about things, getting input from listeners on our social media, hearing, thinking, and making my mind. One of the great things is when you do this, as you get older, it's great for your mind. So as I don't want my body to fall apart, I don't want my mind to fall apart either. And all of this is very stimulating. It is really, it's important for us to have conversations. And if you don't have conversations like this, that sometimes are challenging to your core beliefs, then I think you're sowing the seeds of your own demise. People who live in an echo chamber, literally and figuratively, don't live as long as people who have stimulation. And sometimes the stimulation can be, it creates anger, but that's okay because it gets your blood to rush into your head, which keeps your head working, which keeps your body working. And it's the old, as far as I'm concerned, the spirit-mind-body connection, very important to all of our health and well-being. These conversations are very important to have. But I think sometimes it's so frustrating because we don't really get to what's the answer. In cases like the reinstating of the Trump immigration policy, I think that even though Victoria's point is well made and very important to consider, the overall greater good, and I guess that's what we get down to, what's the definition of the greater good? We are not served as a country, in my opinion, well, by having these masses of people just funnel in and go wherever they want to go. You can't possibly prove that even though we have a system, that everybody adheres to the system. Once they get in here, they disappear, a lot of them. Just disappear. And then, you know, we end up paying through our tax dollars to support some of these people who run into trouble. It's chaotic, as is most of the point.
It seems like we've had a lot of images, right, of people, of the Afghanis clinging to an airplane.
Yeah.
So and everybody's reacting, and everybody's upset. So, but
right.
we're not seeing what's going on
We've seen
on
it,
the
though.
Mexican side.
Well,
no,
I
we're
think
not
we
seeing.
Have seen it.
Well, right. Not enough, because enough, because too many
well,
Americans...
Well, who defines what's enough? I don't know.
No, but I'm just saying, how many people, I mean, have you really seen what is going on with these cartels and yes. what they're doing to people in Mexico who have court dates and who are waiting just on the other side of the border in a tent?
So, I'll tell you, you have not done
a good enough job in the news media.
What is the Mexican government doing about these things?
The Mexican government, and that's why this Remain in Mexico policy is good. Mexico threw up their hands because the Biden administration came in and threw out all of Trump administration stuff on immigration. The Mexican president was like, you know what? He's the immigrant president now, and wouldn't really help Biden. He lost favor with President Obrador. And to Victoria's point, the only media outlet that has really been showing what's going on at the border, I know you both will hate to hear this, but it's Fox News. They're the only ones who have been there. The mainstream media has not wanted to show this problem because it is sort of a black eye for Joe Biden. They loved showing it when it was
but
Trump's
this is
problem.
Under
they were
Trump.
There all yeah, and they were there all the time showing it under Trump. And when Biden came into office, it really the coverage of it disappeared. And that just shows you that the bias of the media is there to fit a storyline, not to really tell people what's happening, the real story, which is what they used to be there for, what they should
I just
be
think
there
the
for.
Average American, if you take away the politics of it, the same way all of us, our hearts broke seeing Afghanis trying to cling to a gigantic airplane.
Oh, yeah,
right?
It's visual.
If the average American, you take any politics out of it or who's in office and you see what's going on in these camps, I can't imagine that every American would not have some empathy for it.
I'm so crazed about the immigration issue and for the last couple of months.
Mind.
But no, the last couple of months, remember we were talking about this and I would be like, let's talk about the border, big problem. Because it haunts me to this day hearing an interview with this girl who could barely speak because she was raped 12 times in the desert and left to die. And she was screaming for help and she could not speak. That haunts me, just
and
like
that's
the
happening
image of the plane.
That's happening as where well we're forcing sure. these people to stay in Mexico, too.
These conversations, you can hear on demand, the DJV Show on demand. Hear what's trending by listening to the DJV Show podcast, wherever you find your favorite podcast. The most recent one, in part, has a focus on Ben Affleck shopping for an engagement ring at Tiffany's. Was he or wasn't he? Some of that. Well, just find out if you want to catch up. Listen to the DJV Show podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
His order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you. Who's got table 6?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
That's it. Okay, thank you. We have a training crew today, 23 after the hour, on the DJV program. And that means it's time for us to check the trending list. Jay Kushner has put together a lot of stuff. Most people seem to be focused on Charlie Watts and his passing. I think that will continue for a number of days. What do we know about the religious backgrounds of these guys? You've got to wonder, like Mick and Keith, or any of them, given their lifestyle, would it be counterintuitive to think that they have some sort of religious belief or religious background just because, you know, they're addicts or do a lot of
they're
stuff?
They're not addicts, Doug. The Rolling Stones have been clean for 40 years. I know you grew up with them, but like...
Keith was kind of... Whether he's off
Keith
of it...
Keith's been sober for a very, very long time. He's a very spiritual guy.
I know.
So I don't know what you're talking about with religion.
But I'm wondering... So you go to a service for Charlie Watts when he's... now that he's gone,
who's talking very private? I don't know what his deal was.
Yeah, so that was my question. Does
he rescued
know
horses and lived in the south of France and was very private?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Next, Ben Affleck, was he or wasn't he?
Catholic really, or what?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, thinking you're married in the church, he's going to wear a white gown. The Tiffany's thing that I was talking about a few minutes ago that was part of the trending on the DJV show podcast. So was he or wasn't he looking for a diamond ring for Jennifer Lopez? That seems to be the
question. Victoria floated the theory yesterday that he was there doing something with his kids and not necessarily looking for an engagement ring because, you know, Tiffany's, when you're Ben Affleck and J-Lo, that's slumming it. I can't believe I just said that.
Right. No, it's true.
But even the headline
what,
that I saw
go
yesterday,
to some
and
other
I thought
place?
Of you, Victoria.
Yeah. Harry, go to
Winston.
Harry Winston together?
Oh, yeah.
That's where he went for the last couple of rings that he's bought.
Right.
Where she's
not the Century
but I
City
of,
Mall.
Yeah, I thought of Victoria because the headline said, Ben Affleck seen shopping for rings and other jewelry. And I thought, okay, this is nothing. If even like the local news around here is saying he's shopping for rings and other jewelry, That doesn't mean he was shopping.
No, and what made me suspicious when we were analyzing the pictures was he was with his son, Samuel, and his mother, and they're all carrying, like, you can see the three-hole punch, some piece of paper that has been taken out of a binder, and Ben had a pen, and he made a note of something. Tiffany's does not give you some janky handout with a three-hole punch in it. That's just not how Tiffany's rolls.
Here's, by the way,
he was buying a ring. That set off an alarm for me. Let's not bury the lead. It turns out he was not shopping for a ring. He was doing a treasure hunt with his son, and so they had to go all around.
This
the
is a mall,
City mall.
That is for families. This is my daughter and her husband and my grandson live literally around the corner on South Beverly Glen. This mall is at the corner of South Beverly Glen and Santa Monica Boulevard, and it is not a place where you bring your family. There's a whole bunch of activity stuff goes on. It's an upscale mall, but it's a family place. You bring your family, movies and eating and all that stuff, games
to
play.
Well, I think he's being a really good dad. He's playing a treasure hunt game with his son.
But the news media wants you to think every movie made
because it's Ben or
Jennifer.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I'm sure Jennifer,
we're talking about it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Jennifer probably got all kinds of notifications from TMZ.
At the pictures on my Instagram or my Facebook of Miles and I having ice cream any number of times out there, it's at that mall at the little ice cream place that's at the top of the first stairs. The place is loaded with kids and family. So it is.
But right now there's Jennifer fever again. So that's why.
Yeah.
And it is fun. On Tiffany's.
Yeah, but it's cool. Well, if he wants to stir the pot just the heck of it, why not do that? Where did they actually buy that place up at the street in Bel Air?
I don't know.
I didn't hear. No confirmation on that. Huh? 28 after the hour.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S., British, and Australian governments issued new warnings overnight for Americans trying to get out of Afghanistan. The feds say there is a credible threat at the airport from an ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy issued security alerts on Wednesday, urging Americans at the Kabul airport to leave immediately. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Wednesday that up to 1,500 Americans were still trying to evacuate, but admitted the Biden administration has no idea how many Americans remain in country. Ty Garvin pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges earlier this year in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison Wednesday. Mr. Garvin is the first prison sentence in the case. More trials for others are pending. The National Rifle Association on Wednesday canceled its annual meeting in Houston, Texas, because of concerns about COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With the direction of U.S. politics heading down a road we've never seen before, there are some that can no longer sit on the sidelines. One such person is a household name from his gridiron days. Herschel Walker has announced his intentions to become Georgia's next senator. Mr. Walker tells Fox News he can no longer sit on the sidelines.
When people say Herschel is not of Georgia, I've said, no, I owe everything to Georgia. I owe everything things to Wrightsville, Georgia, everything to my parents, but mostly to the state of Georgia, because whatever I've done, the state of Georgia has gotten behind me right now. And right now, it is very typical that this state have a conservative like myself to get in Washington and let the people know this country is going down the drain unless we stand up. You know, young people out there, you know, I was like you. Sometimes I stayed on the sideline. I didn't vote. You know, I just figured this is not going to touch me. But right now, I'm telling you what's happening right now. You got to wake up. Wake up and say, I got to get into this game. And that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get into this game. And I'm going to say, guys, this is not the America I grew up in. This is not the America I want to be a part of. We're a great country. So quit trying to divide us. Quit trying to separate us, because we're together. This is the reason we're the greatest country in the world, is we have people that come together. And what I want to do is bring the people together. I want to go to Washington and try to, you know, get people together so we can get things done for this country, get things done for the people. Things are just getting ridiculous, and you can't do it. You can't live like this.
I'm Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At the hour here on the Ever Loving DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan J at the ready. Okay, so here's the continuation of the conversation about all of this mayhem that we continue to wrap ourselves around every day. And I chuckle about it because the whole thing almost gets to the point of being silly if it weren't so sad. That so many people get hurt by avoidance of reality on the part of some people who just don't want to deal with reality. And some of those people are in charge and some of them aren't. I am old enough to remember when there was an immigration policy, when there were laws on immigration that were adhered to. I remember when we didn't have the mass mayhem on our southern border. Have people come into this country illegally forever? Yeah. When we did a lot of stuff illegally, we took land that wasn't ours in the name of America. We did that. That was illegal, but we did it. We've done a lot of things as a people that were not cool. And so now, you know, it was done sort of in a different way. But if you see the expansion, if you understand the expansion of the Western territories in our, what is now our country, there was a lot of stuff that got done that was expedient and not necessarily legal. And so what is being done now, I think, that doesn't make it right, is expedient and not necessarily legal. We have laws for immigration. So all I'm suggesting is that we adhere to them and stop with the romance and stop with the advocacy and stop with the, you know, wah, wah, wah about it, even though some of the things that are going on are awful. You know, one of the things that's going on with regard to immigration that isn't understood, and maybe it's more going to be underscored because of what's going on with Afghanistan, because a lot of those people are going to be immigrants or emigres to America. How many of them have COVID? Yesterday, nine evacuees came into this country, and they tested positive when they came into LAX.
Yeah, they're coming in to, I mean, not just, they're not flying into LAX, but they're flying into to Dulles, all of these other airports, and they're going to military bases. But there's a couple of questions, and this is one of the criticisms, because this is so fast, because it's so expedited to get them out, are you really able to check? Now, some are going to bases and getting the full screening, both health and biometric screening to make sure that they're not on any kind of watch list, but there was someone who was just uncovered who was not, who was on the plane of evacuees who was trying to just slip in with the crowd of Afghanis and was someone on the known terror watch list who was not able to even travel legally. And so then you have that question. How many people are we just flying into this country on our dime so that they can be here to
create
to launch some sort of terror attack or something like that?
I don't want to be a fear-based thinker and don't want to think that there's that many, but I think the other side of it is I have a tendency to be sometimes a little naive, and I tend to kind of put those things, you know, you look at Kabul and how things have changed there under the Taliban in just, what, a month? How long have they? It's been much more than a month, anyway. It just is pretty amazing how things so quickly can change. And we've seen some of that stuff here. COVID changed the reality quickly. Once in March of 2020 that it became known what this stuff was about. Look at how our lives changed quickly. I made up my mind in 4 hours after learning about what was going on. I didn't want to get stuck in California. I put Daisy in the car. I was not planning on driving the car back to Massachusetts. I was going to get on a plane in an orderly fashion the first week of April like I normally do and bring Daisy and me back home to Massachusetts and California. 4 hours after I pieced together all of the information that was coming out of everywhere, I just said, nope, in the car we go. Let's put a few things in a bag and left. And so, I mean, you think about how quickly things really can change. And that's the speed of sound, if you will, that affects all of us. And so, anyway, I just want us to think about some of the aspects of this. People in the news. Cynthia Nixon took a shot at Andrew Cuomo. What, didn't she run for governor? She did, right? Yeah. Once? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She didn't She's make from any traction, but yeah.
No, but she had interesting things to say. So what did she say in zinging Cuomo? He certainly is, he's a candidate for getting zinged. Is that the correct? Yeah. Is that the past? What is zing? What's the verb? Zing is a verb.
Zang.
Zing, zang, zoom.
Zing, zang. Yeah, she said, quote, that she tweeted, "The difference between me and Andrew Cuomo, neither of us is governor, but I still have my Emmys." And then everyone was like, well, what is she
talking
about?
They took his Emmy away from him, yeah.
And then, yeah, so he got an Emmy for it was a special honorary Emmy last year for his daily coronavirus briefings. Mm-hmm. And so then they took that Emmy away from him because of, you know, all of his issues and, you know, is resigning and the whole thing. But, yeah, she actually, I didn't realize that, I knew she won an Emmy for Sex and the City, but I didn't know that she also won an Emmy for Law and Order SVU.
Really?
That was in 2003.
She was continuing character for a while.
She was on, she won for Best Guest Actress.
Every single actor and actress who lives in the tri-state area has been on some episode of Law and Order over the 25 or 26 years or 27 years that it's been in existence.
You almost have to. It's like a factory. It's like a rite of passage.
That's exactly it. That's how they get caught. That's how Chris Noth got, he was on as a kid, one of the episodes, and Dick Wolf really liked him, and that's how he got the job of being, what was his name as the detective on Briscoe?
Wasn't he paired up with Jerry Orbach?
Yeah, but right. Briscoe was Borbach's name. I'm trying to think of what his name, because he succeeded in being in a couple of other Law & Order spinoffs, too, one way or another. All right, anyway. Another name in the news is Herschel Walker. How many people remember Herschel Walker? Raise your hands, please. I remember him, and I don't know. I mean, I know he was an important football player. He played for what profession? He was from Georgia, I know that. And I remember when he got the Heisman Trophy.
Big college star, I think.
Yeah, but
that was,
he played for the weird, like, kind of like, it was an offshoot
indoor
of the NFL.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it was indoor, but he played for the Jersey Generals. So everybody in Jersey knows who he is.
I
think Trump actually owned that team. So he and Trump go way back. Yeah.
All right. So he's filed paperwork to run for the Senate in Georgia against Senator Raphael Warnock. I don't know much about Warnock.
Just won. He was a special election. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Herschel Walker needs to figure out what state he really lives in, because this is, they've already launched an investigation into why his wife, they live in Texas.
Oh,
and
he
he's
lives
claiming,
in Texas.
Yeah, but he's.
But he's very well left in Georgia. And according to
like Hillary Clinton did the same thing
in
New York when she ran for the Senate.
They actually moved to New York.
And I think he's going to move, but I don't think you have to live there. See, certain rules apply to different states. For instance, you could run for California governor and not live in the state of California. So it depends
Georgia,
on...
Georgia, they are already looking into why his wife decided to vote in Georgia last year as not a resident. So I don't know. That's from the Georgia state officials. They're looking into that.
He's going to shake things up because people are...
Right. Isn't Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia?
Yeah, your girlfriend?
She is.
My girlfriend. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Don't you, Jennifer?
Can talk about all her weird conspiracy theories.
Nah, she's a nut bird, but she's an interesting character. All right, so let's see what Herschel, who's a black man, runs as a Republican, how that works with the Democrats who think all black people are supposed to be Democrats. And by the way, how's Larry doing?
Clearly,
what's the latest?
Clearly, that's not necessarily true.
Larry's another example of that. So Larry Elder in California.
I think this idea that somehow Democrats
there?
Are just assigned to get all minorities is really failing. I mean, Hispanics, Latino voters are really becoming conservative very quickly because of the push to the far left by the Democrat Party. Larry, today, the update, still doing okay.
Yeah, good.
Still fine.
All right, speaking of Democrats.
Still wandering around.
Yes. The House has passed the budget resolution. It's the party lines, right? 220 to 212. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, isn't that how it is? You add that up, and that comes to 432, and there are 450 reps, right? Isn't there 450 in the House of Representatives?
435, isn't it?
435? Oh, okay. So only three people didn't vote on this then. The package that expands our social safety net at a cost that nobody can tell you what the cost really is. I always love these things. Okay, we'll figure out how to pay for it after we enact it. That's the whole problem with the damned government, because they keep passing these things and they don't know where the money's going to come from, so we'll steal it from one of the, you know, like the transportation, there's the whole transportation budget, not budget, but the transportation Safety Fund, there's the Airport Trust Fund, there's the Social Security, all of those are rated. There's not a penny in any one of them.
$3.5 trillion in conjunction with all the other money we've spent with COVID. If you think the inflation is bad now, let's talk again in like 6 months. It's gonna
You know, it's funny about inflation because it doesn't, you feel, I was noticing the cost of gasoline. Some of I'm doing some work on the farms. I had to buy some lumber and some things, you know, the Tyvek and copper flashing and things I needed for the project. And I looked at the bill, and then I looked at the guy. I went to the pro desk even. Some of the stuff I got at Home Depot, what I couldn't get at the local hardware store and the local lumber yard, I got from Home Depot. So I look at this guy, and I, what are these prices? Oh, yeah, the price has gone up on plywood. From about
That's
14.
That's the biggest story. Lumber is ridiculously expensive right now. Oh,
yes.
My gosh. But doesn't that have also to do with the Canadian border has been shut down for so long? Because my dad is a landscape supply company, and he has had to, they've had so many issues because the Canadian border has been closed down for all kinds of wood products. So I think that's not a surprise.
With lumber, it's been an ongoing problem. So inflation has hit it just recently, but lumber prices during the pandemic were really high because of the border shutdown, the breaks in the supply chain, more people buying lumber because they had more time to work on projects. I mean, it's
right.
But that is one thing that has been hit on both sides, essentially, and it's crazy.
Okay, our Zodiac Magic podcast. Please, if you are questioning what your life is going to be about tomorrow or the next week or the next month, you'll want to catch the Zodiac Magic podcast. Exclusive material heard nowhere else from astrologer Laura Banks, who goes through the week. We do this every week, and she goes through day by day. You can talk about relationships and finances. She expects that finances can become more stable this week. And she goes, again, it's day by day. And it'll be a lot of fun for a lot of people getting back to work as of Labor Day, so that's neat. Mary O'Malley, our psychic, talking about karma and that sort of thing. Can you change your karma? Do you even know what your karma is? That's part of what's at the current podcast, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, or wherever else you may go to get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time for your auto expert and my auto expert, everybody's auto expert, Nick Miles is here on the DJV program with a focus on what's going on in the show business. It's no business like show business when it comes to cars. Nick goes all over the country, all over the world to report on new cars that are being shown at some of these auto shows. So what happened? It seems to me you and I were talking briefly in one of our recent conversations about the New York Auto Show. And how that wasn't going to happen? Is that true? Do I remember that correctly?
Yes, they canceled it because of the increasing COVID situation, and this is probably the second biggest show next to L.A. And so all those cars that were poised to be unveiled to the public, it didn't happen at the show, but the cars are still being released anyway.
Huh. Okay, so one would wonder what's the point. All right, so you're in Detroit looking at what cars? What's going on in Detroit? If it's not New York, bring it to Detroit, I guess.
Yeah, there's a long list of vehicles that would have been released. Some of them are pretty exciting, actually. The new Lincoln Navigator that they've sent out. You know, it's based on the Ford F-150. That's the sort of platform, and this is kind of the big American version of your Range Rover. With all these accoutrements. Now they're introducing this, and I know that this is probably something that scares a lot of people, but they're introducing this sort of hands off the wheel, feet off the pedal idea of driving. They call it active glide in the Lincoln, where it'll do 130,000 miles of driving where you don't actually have to touch the steering or touch the pedals. The car does everything for you. Does it scare you yet?
It's dummies. It's the dummies of the world that want to do stuff like that for any number of reasons. Although I will tell you, I was in one of the Ford. The equivalent is the Explorer on the Ford line, and it was very impressive, frankly, looking at that. Yeah. It's bigger than the Range Rover. And I wonder whether or not Lincoln and this Navigator and or the new Jeep Wagoneer is going to sort of cut into a little bit of the Range Rover fascination that people have. What do you, that lot of PR about that Jeep.
Yes, the Wagoneer gets a lot of PR, and I think what comes in underneath is the price. Because, you know, Range Rovers aren't for the faint of heart, and people, you know, when they see something like a Range Rover price, you know, you get it where you want it, maybe $130,000, and you can come in for maybe $80,000, you know, or $50,000 less, you go, well, all right, now I'll give it a chance. And a lot of people do that. I mean, it's expensive. These new vehicles are expensive.
Crazy. Even a new Ford truck, I was trying to find, I needed a truck for the farm, and I don't buy new stuff. I'm looking around to used stuff. 2-3 year old trucks that are 350s, 450s, they're $60,000.
Yeah. No, you can't fool around. This is not like pocket money. This is big, serious adult money. So, and you'll see a lot of these sort of vehicles. I mean, some of them, it's interesting that the electric vehicles are starting, that their prices are dropping. I saw that Nissan Ariya, which is Nissan's sort of new SUV, they said that that'll start at $40,000 now. And I was like, $40,000 seems cheap compared to $80,000.
Yeah. All right.
Kind
so
of funny.
Let's talk about how people get money to buy these cars. It looks like auto loans. I was looking into this, and somebody at the dealership said that car loans are easier to get. It's the easiest it's been in years. Approval ratings are at the highest since 2015. Why is that?
I think one of the things is because it's all digital now, right? So you can go to somewhere like Auto Navigator, which is one of Capital One sites, and you can just program everything in about yourself, and it'll tell you exactly how much money you can get pre-approved from. And it doesn't even have to pull your credit. It can do it from information it can find on the web and say, this is how much we would pre-approve you for instantaneously. And there you go. And then it tells you, you can work out how much you would pay a month. And you can walk into the dealer with a printed piece of paper and they go, hey, I'd like a new Nissan Z400, and here's the money I've got. And they'll go, great, sign you away. Yeah, I'm
it's
done.
Like, it's so like cash.
That's what they do.
Isn't it amazing? And that's one of the things that has boosted the sales. Now, well, you can't find a new car anywhere now. But, I mean, when you look at people and what they're paying for stuff, if they have credit, that's one of the reasons. And it takes you longer. What are they now, 76 months or something? What's the pay forever?
Sometimes, I will tell you also, I blame everything in the world. Everything in the world is blamable on the Internet. There you go, period.
Yep.
It's all the fault of the Internet.
Yep. All right, well, anyway, if you want to buy a car, you probably go, as Nick is suggesting, to one of those sites and get approval, bing, bang, boom, and you're in a new car. That's it. You'll find out everything you want to know about what's going on buying a car, what kind of a car is right for you, how you fit in it, how to take care of it. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com. That's the place to go, rautoexpert.com. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.